Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. And in this visit, I'm going to talk about some of the additional risks that early retirees may be faced with that they might want to consider. We certainly do plans for many of these folks. We help many people do this. And it's desirable for many, not for all. Many people like to continue working. But there are some worthy considerations for anybody that's planning or thinking about their future. So I'll go through these. First one I could think about was simply that your aspirations change. How you think you wanted to live your life and spend money and your time changes, just not what it was a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And the amount that you think you need to have or plan to have to accomplish this isn't going to work. You realize that the lifestyle that you thought would work for you just isn't going to work for you. Or there could be other factors, you know, find yourself in a relationship and you want to have a family and you weren't anticipating that. Or just the kinds of material goods that you want are changing. Your attitude about that's changing. So just things that you change or things about your aspirations and how you're thinking about your time changes. And you realize that you don't want to spend more money. So I think that's a real risk. You could have some regret on this. Hopefully, if you make this transition as an early retiree, you're pretty well locked in on how you're going to spend your time. So you wouldn't be as affected by potentially the need to have more funds. But I think it's a real risk. And another factor that would or should be a consideration for early retirees, they just have a longer plan. When you have a longer plan, it's harder for us to be confident about the modeling that goes into a plan like this. When you're going to be retired, not that you would know this, for just 5 years, as opposed to 50, that introduces a lot more uncertainty into your plan, into your model. The further a plan goes out, the further a model goes out, the less reliable it's going to be. And that is a factor in some of these other considerations too. Something else that I think we can't be naive about is the retirement systems that many people, not all, but many people rely upon. The healthcare systems, the pension systems could undergo significant shortfalls, whether they're private pensions or government-based pensions. That's a very big concern that I have, that the Western world simply has too much debt in these retirement obligations that it cannot meet, and has the potential to create a problem that will be hard to fix. So the further you're away from using these retirement benefits, healthcare benefits, pension benefits, maybe the less confidence that you can have in them and that the amount that you've set aside under certain expectations may not be enough because maybe, well, you don't want the care that's available through the system. You may want to look at alternative care and it may just require more money. So I think that's an area that you have to give some consideration to. Now, of course, another area is just the investments that we have. They're based upon market returns, right? And we know the history of these, and we run these analyses for our clients all the time. But the truth is, nobody knows what the markets are going to do in the future. There's that qualifying comment that we hear on virtually all investments. Past performance is not, I don't even know what it is, indicative of future return, whatever it is. We just don't know the future. And so when you think about a model, got to be careful about your expectations for returns. Hopefully they're better than some of the numbers that we use because we're generally conservative, but hopefully they fall that way instead of falling shorter than the conservative numbers we use. What about the notion, which is a risk, that either you want to or need to work again? Might be hard to get back in the swing of things. My gosh, I leave for a 2-week vacation and that first day back in the job is tough. But if you leave for a longer period of time, are you going to be able to get back into it and or have your skills eroded? And maybe you can't function or perform the way you used to. And it's obvious to an employer. Maybe you're not that hireable. Now, of course, a benefit that some might say is, well, look, I left this thing because I didn't want to have to do this job anymore. And you could find something new, something that's more interesting, and you don't need to make as much money as an early retiree. So maybe there's a positive there. But if you do find yourself needing to work again, it might be hard to get back into it at what you were doing down the road in a way that you, well, could be successful at it. Another risk, if this ties in maybe to all of these in some ways, is that when you think of a plan as an early retiree, And the numbers, well, when you retire early, you can't accrue additional savings. And I guess this is an obvious one, less buffer to work with, unless you just have a big one to begin with. So leaving a work situation and your ability to save for your future may compromise your future flexibility. It just means you have less money. Hopefully your plan, as you do it and evaluate it with us or however you're evaluating it, shows that you've got some room to work with. It's not a really tight plan when it comes to unexpected expenses or poor market returns. But when you walk away and can't save more money, that is a risk. So those are some ideas, some considerations for people as they're thinking about making a transition. Early retirement has become, at least from what I can tell, a much more common objective for many people, and they can get there. But being aware of these considerations is important as you close in on your decision.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.